Aaron Chavov mit Beis, nu Perek. Okay, Bechol Ma'arvin Mishtatvin, Chutzman Hamayim and Hamela. To make an Erev with any food, except for water and salt. Bahakol Nikach Bekesef Ma'iser, Chutzman Hamayim and Hamela. If you have Ma'iser Sheni, and it's too much to take to Yerushalayim, so you redeem it, and transfer the Kedush of the Tvua, the Peiris, onto money, and you take the money to Yerushalayim, and you have to buy foods, things that you can eat in Yerushalayim. So you can buy anything with Ma'aser Sheni money, any food, except for Mayim and Melech. Hanodr min hamazon, mutter b'melech u'mayim. Person makes a neder not to eat any food. Water and salt are not considered food. Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin l'Yisrael b'truma. Now you can make an Erev for a Nazir with wine, even though he can't drink it, but it's drinkable by somebody. And therefore, what's it called, it's okay. Well, Yisrael b'truma, the same thing goes. You're allowed to make an Erev for Yisrael b'truma. You know, he can't eat it, but a Kohen can eat it. It's edible. It doesn't have to be edible by him. Sumchas omer b'chulin. Sumchas says no. It has to be edible to the person who's making the Erev. Well, a Kohen b'beis ha'pras. You also can make an Erev for a Kohen in a beis ha'pras. Beis ha'pras is a place where there was a grave lost. And the Rabbanan permitted a Kohen to go there, l'shein mitzvah, if he checks and blows away any chips of bones that may possibly be there. So a Kohen theoretically could get through a Beis HaPras. We'll see the Gemara says other ways he can get into a Beis HaPras, and therefore it's possible for him to get his Eruv. We'll see what kind of Eruv it's talking about. Rav Yehuda Omer Afilu Bein HaKvaros. Not only a Beis HaPras, but even in a cemetery. Between the graves, Nishiyochol Lachutz V'Leilich V'Lecho, because he could put up mechitzas between himself and the grave and get in there, so it's theoretically he could get to his Eruv. Rashi, B'chol Ma'arvin, Eruv Echatzeros U'Tchumim. This is talking about both Eruv Echatzeros, which is what we've been talking about before, where you have to put, we'll see that L'Halacha, you have to put bread. And Tosfos points out that L'Halacha, this can't be talking about Eruv Echatzeros, because of Eruv Echatzeros you need bread. And only by Eruv Echumim is it okay to have other kinds of foods. And Rashi is going according to the Mandi Omer, who holds that you don't need bread. And Echanami, Lahalach is different. Rashi is not a posek. Rashi is a Mefarish here in the Gemara. He's Mefarish at Lefi the Mandi Omer, who holds that you can have any kind of food for Eruv Echatzeros. Lahalach is not like that. But Rashi is Mefarish, the Mishnah, according to either, what's it called, the opinion that says you could make Eruvei Chatzeros with something other than bread. But Tosfos says the whole Perek is talking about Eruvei Tchumin. The only problem is Mishtatvin, is Shitufei Mavuos, is clearly going on Eruvei Chatzeros. But the Shituf Mavuos could be you don't need bread. There you could eat any kind of food. So the types of Eruvin we're talking about over here is either, according to Rashi, Eruvei Chatzeros and Shitufei Mavuos, which are basically the same thing, just a little bit different in who does it. In a chotzer, you have a few houses. So in order to make the reshuyos of the houses the same reshuyos as the chotzer, so you put bread where everybody becomes a shutuf, and that bread in one of the houses. And that way, everybody's a shutuf, not only in the chotzer, they're a shutuf in all the houses too. They all have a connection to each other. So when they carry from any one house into the chotzer, they're carrying to a similar reshus. They're carrying from a reshus of the houses that are meshutif to the chotzer, which is meshutif. They're all get together now in both things. Same thing goes with a mavui. You have a lot of chatzeros that open into a mavui. So you take from each chotzer some bread or some food, and you put it in one of the chatzeros, and now when they carry from the chotzer, which is a meshutif, let's say, of five people, into the mavui, which is meshutif of 20 people, all five people are meshutif in their chotzer with all the other 20 people and all the other chatzeros. So you're carrying now from a place that's meshutif of 20 people to 20 people. So that's Eruvei Chatzeros and Shitufei Mavuos, and a person is considered where his meal is, that's where he is. So therefore, if they all have a share in that meal, they all basically are meshutif together. Wherever they are, they're meshutif together with all the other ones too. Eruvei Tchumim is, you have 2,000 amas outside the city to walk But if you put an Eruv somewhere within those 2,000 Amos that you could get when Shabbos came in, so you can walk from that Eruv another 2,000 Amos. So conceivably, you could have close to 4,000 Amos if you put it mamish at the end of your, what's it called, but you can only go that direction. And you lose the other direction. If you put it in one direction, you lose the other. That we'll get to. So here also, if the person is considered, he is shoveis where his suda is, even if he's not actually there. So he can put an Erev out. We'll see if he has to put it out. Erev Shabbos has to go there. He doesn't have to go there. But or he can send somebody. And he puts an Erev, what's it called, distance up to 2,000 Amos away from where he's actually be on Shabbos, and he's considered like he took residence where the food is when Shabbos came in, and from there he has another 2,000 Amos. So that's also, that's called a Eruvei Tchumim. So you need food, and salt and water are not considered food. Okay. So Rashi, Umishtachna Mavi, Chutzmin Hamayim Mir HaMelech, Delav Midi De Mazenheim. They are not considered food. The time of the Eruv, Mishum, the Daito, the Diras, the Makom Zonosav. A person's mind and his dwelling place is where his food is. The Kivin Shinos, Nukobene Achotzer, Kede Mazon, and Mabayis Echot. Since everybody is putting their food in one of the houses in the Chotzer, Nase, Ki'ilu Kulan, Dorim, Besochot. It's like they're all now living in that house. Because part of them, their food, is in that house. The Nimsa Kulan, Rishusacha. So they all have Min Mu'arev. They've mixed their rishus together. The chain be ruvei tchumin nasa kamisha shochav sham. Right, it's wherever his food is. That's where he's considered like he took residence when Shabbos came in. Umisham yeshla payim amah lechol ruach, and from there he has 2,000 amas in every direction. Hilkach dover mazon bo'inan. Therefore, you need something, a food, because the food is what makes a person considered like he's there, either in somebody else's house or in a place other than his house, Lagabi walking more than 2,000 amas. The Kesef Meiser, Besoch Yerushalayim, Shumotzio, Letzorich Macholo, Yelesivin Osatar Kesef Becholash Shetava Nafshecha. When you take the money that you redeem the Meiser Sheni on and you bring it to Yerushalayim, so there you have to eat food, you have to buy food. So everything's considered food except for salt and water. Chutz Ben Amayim Melech, the Gemara Beforish Taima, the Lav Primi Prihu. By Meister Sheni, you have to buy something that's a pre, that comes from a pre. And Mayim and Melech are not. We'll see why other things are. Ma'arvin l'nozer, Eruvei Tchumim. Nozer, you can make an Eruvei Tchumim, right, b'yayin, with wine. Afal gav delav chazili de, chazilachrine. Even though it's not fit for him, it's fit for somebody else. So it doesn't have to be fit for him, mamash, that he could drink it. V'chimen de mezonahu, gabi achrine, shor l'rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, since it is food, even though he can't eat it, that's good enough for a Eruvei Tchumim. What? Is it Mutter B'Hanah Nozer Yain? Yeah. Yeah, but he can't eat it. Yeah. He's allowed to have Hanah from one. Well, Yisrael B'Truma, Dohachazi L'Kohen. It's fit to a Kohen. And Truma also. A Jew can have Hanah from Truma, just not, what's it called, Hanah's Kilo. He can't use it up. Sum Chasomer B'Chulin. Avalo b'truma. Besides the fact, an eruv is a mitzvah. The only me'ariv for a mitzvah, and mitzvah is lav hehenes nito. Not called a hanah. Sumchas omer b'chulin, avalo b'truma. The midi dechazi lebo inen. Sumchas holds it has to be fit for his consumption, not just food that's fit for consumption of somebody. Before my time, lo polik sumchas ayayin l'nosu. Why doesn't sumchas argue on the first case too? Right? Why doesn't he hold that you can't be me'ariv with wine for a nosu? So we'll see, the Gemara says, where the Nazir, there's another possibility how even this Nazir could drink it if he's shoal on his net. Ulakoyim b'vesa pras, stamahi, v'lav sumchas, ka'amrla. This last part is not sumchas. This is stam. Menichin eruv l'koyim b'vesa pras, afagad v'ina demotzi l'mezu l'mishkalei, u'michlei, hosam. Even though you have to be able to get your eruv and eat it when Shabbos came in, right? The Elo Motzi Ozel Hosom Hechi Koni Shvisa Bahudukta. If you can't get there, how can you possibly be considered like you're dwelling there if you can't get there? No, the idea of an Eruvei Tchumim is that where your food is, that's where you took up residence when Shabbos came in, and from there you have 2,000 Amos. But if you're not allowed to be in that place, you can't get to the food, right? Whether you could eat it or not is irrelevant now. But you have to at least get to it and give it to somebody to eat. You can't get to it, right? Therefore, it can't be considered. The Sapras is a suffix whether there's something Matame there or not. And you're allowed to go into Beis Sapras if you blow away the fragments so you don't come and be the coin won't be Matame with a bone fragment. So therefore, it's possible for a coin to go into a Beis Sapras. And Rabbi Yehuda says even in a regular cemetery he's allowed to go. Lachutz lasos mechitza, because he could build a mechitza. They know vein hakever shelo yahalilov. Who could go b'shid the table migdal yikonisham? Can go in there in a box or something. And from Friday, bagalos imyurtza amachazuba. Go in a wagon that has mechitzas that separate between him and the kvarim, and therefore it's conceivable that he could get into the beis hakvaris the kohen without becoming tame, without being over the iser, and therefore his Eruv is accessible to him. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, Ein lemeidim in haklolos, v'afilu b'makom shenemar b'chutz. Rabbi Yochanan said, wherever it says a klal, right, this is the rule. There's always exceptions to the rule. And even where it says chutz, this is the rule except for this, there still could be more exceptions. These are just examples. Right, midikomer afilu b'makom shenemar b'chutz, mechlal d'lav hachakot. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, even where it says chutz, the klal is not dafka. There could be other exceptions. Even where it says these are the exceptions, that doesn't mean they're the only exceptions. That he's not going on our Mishnah. Because if he's going on our Mishnah says chutz. He just should have said that similar to our Mishnah, right, you don't ever go after the klal and think that there's no yotzim in a klal. And here in our Mishnah says chutz. He wouldn't have had to say even where it says chutz. Because in our Mishnah it says chutz. So he must be going somewhere else where it doesn't say chutz. And there he said this idea. Even though there's a cloud, right? And there's also other exceptions. Not only that, even if it would have said chutz, also there's other exceptions. So it's obviously he wasn't referring to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, when he said what he said. Because in our Mishnah it says beferish chutz. If he said it on our Mishnah, he didn't have to say even where it says chutz, because it does say chutz over there. Ein lemeidim in haklolos kol hecha desnan klal lo amrinan dafkahu deika klal de lo dok b'milsei. Sometimes a klal is not dafka, and there are exceptions to the rule. Deika mili de lesnu bahu klal ki hanach damrin lekamon. We'll see that where this applies, where there's things where it says klal, and there are other exceptions. Ba'afilu b'makom shenemar b'chutz midover ploni. Even if it says this is the rule, except for this thing, except for this case. Since it said b'feirish, this is the klal, except for this, mashma, that the klal is dafka. And that there's no other exceptions, except for this, and there's no other exceptions. Still, we don't learn from the klal that it's ironclad. The dilma shayer v'lo afi kol my deboy. Maybe there's other exceptions that weren't mentioned. Midikom Rav Yochan afilu mechlal, dechi amrinan milsei lav hocha amra. Right? The fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that even where it says chutz, it's obvious that he wasn't talking about our Mishnah when he said what he said. Dehocha nemar b'chutz. From here, in our Mishnah, it says chutz. He should have said, whenever it says a klal, like our Mishnah, it's lav dafka. And I know it's even where it says chutz. The fact that he said, even in a place where it says chutz, the klal is lav dafka, means that he wasn't referring to our Mishnah. He said it on a klal where it didn't say chutz. Where it just said the klal, it didn't say except for these cases, that maybe there are exceptions. Even where there's a mission that says klal and says the exceptions, there may be other exceptions. So where is he going on? So where did he say what he said? It applies to our mission. But where did he say it? On what mission did he say it? So he said it on this mission. Kol mitzvah sasei shazman groma anoshim chayovim v'noshim pturos. V'shelo hazman groma echad noshim v'yechad anoshim chayovim. Now any mitzvah sasei where the time is a set time, or according to other ways of learning, wherever the time is significant in making the mitzvah occur, right? Even, there's not a set time, but the cause of the mitzvah is time, right? That's called a mitzvah say shazman groma. Then a woman is pater. Shalo hazman groma. If
the time is not what causes the mitzvah, even if it has a set time. But it's not the time that causes it, according to some, or anything that doesn't have a set time, according to others, right? Echad noshim v'echad noshim chayovim. Both men and women are chayiv. Uklalahu, right? Is that a klal? The whole mitzvah says shas man grom noshim pturos. In other words, there's exceptions. It's not a klal with no exceptions. This is what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Even though it says there, this klal, and it seems to be that every mitzvah say, shahazman groma, a woman is pater, harimatsa, simcha v'hakel, the mitzvah say, shahazman groma, hu v'noshim chayovas. These are mitzvah say they have a set time, or the time is the cause of them. Matza, right, the night of the 15th of Nisan causes that mitzvah to come about. And it's limited to the 15th night of Nisan. Simcha, is the mitzvah of Simcha is limited to Yontif. And Yontif is what brings that mitzvah about. The Hakel. Hakel is limited to the seventh year, the end of the seventh year, on Sukkot, that you have to come and hear the Melech read the Sefer Torah. And they're all mitzvah Seish Hasman Groma, the Nashim Chayavos. And women are Chayiv in all of them. The Chol mitzvah Seish Shalo Hasman Groma, Nashim Chayavos. And the Klal that the Mishnah says, that all mitzvah Seish She'ein Hasman Groma, time does not cause them, or they're not limited in time. Then women are what's it called, are chayiv, hari talmud Torah, puriv rivya, upidyan aven, the mitzvah say shalo azman groma, the nashim peturos. Right, here's three mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah constantly. Women are potter from talmud Torah. Puriv rivya is a mitzvah that has no set time, and women are potter from purivu. And pidyan aven, right, even though pidyan aven can't be done before the 30th day, But Lamaisa, it's not the Zman that causes that mitzvah. It's the fact that the child is now a viable child. It happens to be that till 30 days, not viable. But it's not the time that causes it. It's a natural, physical thing that causes that mitzvah. And also, after the 30th day, there's no limit. You can do the mitzvah anytime. So those are mitzvahs that say, Shalom Azman Groma, and Noshim are Puturos, women is Puter, from all these mitzvahs. You don't learn from the klal that there's no exceptions. Wherever it says a klal, there's still exceptions. And even in other places where it not only says a klal, even other places like our Mishnah where it says a klal and it says except for this, it could be that there's other exceptions besides the ones that the Mishnah mentions. Rashi. The Nashim Peturos, the Perakama Dikdushim, Yolif Taima. The Gemara is going to explain where we know, the Gemara explains in Kedushin, where we know that women are potter from Mitzvah Seish Man Groma. Where do we learn it from? Matzah, Laila Harishon, Mechobes Esehi. The first night of Pesach, you have to eat matzah. Be'erev, it says, Be'erev Toklu Matzah. So, Shar Kala Yomim, Imratzah Listapik, Be'basar, Be'lo Lechem, Ein Chova, Lov Lechem. The rest of the week, you don't have to eat matzah, Dafka. If you want to eat meat, not eat chametz, it's fine. Simcha, V'somachto Ato Ve'secho, Harinoshim B'mashma. It says, V'therish, V'somachto Ato U'Ve'secho, Ve'secho is your wife. So a woman has also a chiyuv of simcha, right? Others hold that the woman is potter from simcha, but her husband has to make her happy. It's a chiyuv on the husband to make sure that his wife is happy. Matzah nami chovel anashim meseches tzachim. Matzah also is a chiyuv. Women have to eat matzah too. Mehekeshet lo sochel of chametz shivas yom tochel of matzah. A hekesh. Whoever calls she yeshno about tochel chametz yeshno bekumachel matzah. Whoever is not allowed to eat chametz has to eat matzah. The Noshim Yeshnam about Tocha Chometz. The Chometz is Losa, say Noshim Muzores, Chanoshim, Perakamadatushim. Women are Chayiv in all mitzvahs, whether they have all prohibitions, whether they have a set time or not. So they're Osir with Chometz, Mamela, they're Chayiv in Matzah, even though it's a mitzvah Sheshas Magroma. Hakel, the Moed Nasa Shemitah, the Chagasukos, right, at the end of Shemitah, on Sukkot, Hamelech Omid Albima, the Korlef Nehem, Mitzvah Mishnah Torah, there it says Beferis, the women are also chayiv, even though it's a mitzvah say Shazman Groma. Talmud Torah, Nashim Peturos, Dechsivli Matatem Osamis Beneichem Velo Benoseichem. Talmud Torah, a woman is potter from learning Torah, because it says you should teach it to your sons, not your daughters. So a woman is potter from Talmud Torah. Piriv Rivya, Dechsiv Pruvu Miluva Kivshua, Ish Darko Lichbosh, Venish Darko Lichbosh. A woman is potter from Pruvu, because it says kifshua, she conquer the world. The woman is not her derech to go out conquering and be part of an army, except in Medinas Israel. But otherwise, not the derech for a woman to be part of an army, and therefore she's potter from Purvu. Pidyon b'no ha-bechor, chov al ha-av. Ve'lo al ha-ein. The mitzvah of pidyon ha-ben is on the father, not on the mother. Be'kedushin, shaminin la-medichsiv, tifte, kori bei tipode. Kol she-chayiv liftos, chayiv lipodos. Whoever is chayiv to be redeemed, is chayiv to redeem. The chayiv liftos is b'no. The isha ena b'chlal pidyon atzma. She herself is potter from being redeemed because it says, ben zocher. B'chor bonecho tifte. V'lo b'nosecho. Only your male children do you have to redeem, and not your female children. Right? So therefore, anyone who themselves don't have to be redeemed, don't have to be mekayim pidyon aben on their children. Ein onami mitzvos pidyon b'no ha-b'chor. Therefore, she's not chayiv to be pulled to her b'chor, even a boy, because she wasn't chayiv to be nifte by her father. Okay. We learn one from the other, Gemara says. Okay. Omer Abaya, the same Rabbi Yirmiyah, Afanan Nami Tanina. Abaya said, we also have a Mishnah where this is true, where it says Klal, and there's exceptions to the rule. Old Klal Acher Omru, right? They said another Klal when it came to Tuma. Kol Shenisa Al Gabe Hazov Tome. Anything that is carried on top of a Zav is Tome. The Kol Shehazav Nisa Valov, and anything the Zav is carried on it, tohar. Chutz min haroy lemishkav u'moshav, v'ha adam. Right, so what he's saying is like this. Let's see the Rashi, so I don't have to say it over twice. Kol shenisa al gabei hazav, elyono shel zav. Rashi says that refers to elyono shel zav. Dechsi b'chol asher yia tachtov, v'omer b'peret b'noz kusim, mai tachtov, inem a tachtov de zav, haynu mishkav. Ela b'chol asher yia hazav tachtov, v'hainu elyono shel zav. There's two ways of learning this. Tosfos brings down two different pshatim here. What elyono shel zav is. One possibility is that it's referring to hesed. Hesed means the following. Anything that the zav moves, even if he doesn't touch it, but he moves the entire thing. Hesed has to be what's it called, that you're moving the entire thing, not just part of it. So if a zav is in a scale, and there's something else on the other side of the scale, okay, an apothecary scale. We have the two sides, one goes down, one goes up. And the zav is heavier than the thing in the other side, so he goes down, and the other thing is up above the zav, and he moved it, he didn't touch it. But it moved, the whole thing moved because of him. That's called elyono shel zav. That's tumas hesed, and that's what's it called, tameh. Another possibility is something that he doesn't move, right? Doesn't move the whole thing, but it's above him. Okay, you have 10 blankets that are partially on the zav and partially on the ground. So the part that he's moving, but the parts on the ground, he's not moving. And he's not touching the 10th thing, that's the 10th blanket that's on top of him. He's only touching the first one. The 10th one he's not coming in physical contact with. That's also called elyono shel zav. There's a difference between them. But in any case, those are two pshat in what elyono. Either it's hesed, or it's elyono shel zav, something over the zav that he's not moving the whole thing, but and it's not coming in physical contact. But it's what's it called? It's on top of him. Okay. That is what's it called. Anything that's above him is tameh. Doesn't make a difference whether it's the derech to be above people, to people we cover their heads with or not. It's tameh. And anything that the zav is on top of is tahar, unless it's roy lemishkel v'moshav. Chutz min haroy lemishkel v'moshav. Aval she'eino roy tahar. Kedomer b'chom b'kodesh. If it's not roy for mishkel v'moshav, no, it's not something that people usually step on or sit on. Right, but it has other uses, and if you step on it or sit on it, you're taking away its main use. Then that's not matami mishkav u'moshav. Right, it has to be something that if people lie on it or sit on it, that's not obstructing its regular use. Right, for instance, you have a table that opens, the drawers open on the side. So if you sit on that table, it's made for sitting. You're not obstructing the use of the table or the dresser. Because the drawer is open on the side. But if it's something that opens on the top, and if you're sitting on it, you can't open it, so then that's not made for sitting. That obstructs the main use of the thing. It's not makabel tumah of moshav. Sit, a zav, sitting on it, it's not going to make the tummy. at least not make it tame, what's it called, tumah chamura. It's not going to become an av hatuma, right, that it's matame ochlin and mash, matame kelim. It's only going to be tame ochlin and mashkim. So the Zohar touched it. Sitting on it is no worse than touching it. So he touched it. So if he touched it, it's what's it called, it becomes a sheni latuma, or, yeah, and it's matame only food, not kelim and people. Okay. Mara says, what's it called? Avoshein roi tar. If it's not roi for sitting or lying on, then it's tar. It's tar at least from being a mishkav umoshav. K'mechom rakol, this yachol kafas sa'ah. The yashav aleh yetame. Tamad lomar v'ayoshev ala kli asher yeshev alav. Misha miyuchav liyashiv. That's be something that's normally meant for sitting on. But if it's not meant for sitting on, you took a bundle of, what's it called, of grain, and you turned it over, and you made it into a chair. That's not normally sat on. That's not mekabel tumas moshav. Yotzes esheinu miyuchad liyeshiva. Shomrim mu'amod v'nasim lachteinu. People say, get up, because we have to use the thing. You don't sit on a bale of hay, because you need it to, what's it called, to feed your animals. It's not made for sitting. You can't use it for its regular use if people are sitting on it. V'ha adam, and also, what's it called, a person. D'chziv, anose osam. If you carry a person, right, is also what's it called? If the zav is carried by somebody else, so they're under him, then what's it called? Then they're makabel tuma, even though they're not roy li yeshiva. They're makabel tumas moshav, right? If there's a person on top, special halacha that if the zav if the zav is being carried by a person, so the zav is what's it called? Underneath the zav is a person. He's makabel tumas moshav, even though he's not miyuchad for yeshiva. Okay, he's an exception. Okay, Shmar says the suleka. There's no other exceptions except for something that's roy, something that's under the zav, that's roy lemishkav moshav, or it's a human being under the zav. In all those cases, makabel tuma. If it's not something that's, it's not a human being, and it's not roi lemishkav u'moshav, then it's not makabel tuma. The ha'ika merkav. There's also another case that the zav is on top, and it's fit for riding, and it's makabel tuma. It's not fit for sitting or lying, but it's fit for riding. Not, and that was since I was differentiating riding and sitting. Where it says, hai merkav hechidomi. What's that called riding that's not called sitting? Idi yasiv alei hainu moshav. If it's a saddle that you sit on, then that's moshav. It's not something different than something that's made for sitting. So that's included in the first exception. Kol sheroi lemishkav moshav. Anan hachi kamrinim. Kol ika gaba de'uchva. Right? There's the top of the saddle, the hump on the saddle, that you don't sit on. According to this, it's the hump of the saddle that you hold on to. So it's called merkav, but it's not moshav. That also is an exception, that is makabel tuma, if the zav is on it. The Tanya, ha'ukav tome, moshav, the ha'tofus tome merkav. The ukav, the actual saddle, is matame moshav, and the tofus, the place that you hold on to, that's matame merkav. Right? So there is something more than mishkav and moshav and other. There's merkav too. Ela shmamino ein lamedim bin aklalos. And even though here it said chutz, it said a klal, and it said chutz, there's other exceptions too. Okay, Rashi. Tafus du'ukif. Artsom. Kishorochev tofes ba'oso eid shenikra artsom. When he's riding, he holds on to that piece of wood that's connected to the saddle. Ulohachi metami mishu merkav. And that's metami mishu merkav. Okay, there's a machlokus over here, what exactly this tafus is. The Rabbeinu Hanan learns that it's part of the saddle itself. And portion of the saddle is mekabel tumas moshav, and the other part is only mekabel tumas merkav. You can have one kli, that a portion of it is mekabel one kind of tuma, and a different portion is mekabel a different kind of tuma, which is a big chiddush. And Tosfos says they're two different kalim. They're two different things. They're not connected to each other. They're maybe connected, but they're not connected in a way that makes them one kli. And the ukif, you sit on without spreading your legs. That's a kind of saddle that you sit on, a side saddle. So you're sitting on it squarely on the thing. It's Mekabel Moshe. But the other thing is what's it called? The tophis is where you sit on it with your legs spread by that hump. You spread your legs, and that's not called Moshe. That's not the normal way to sit. Normal way to sit is to sit with your legs hanging down, not with your legs straddling something. So the other one's called riding. And the difference between Moshev and Mishkan, there's a difference between Moshev and Merkav. Right? What's Mekabel Tumu at Moshev, the person's clothing also needs to go to the mikveh. It becomes Tameh, even if it doesn't touch the thing. He's wearing it, becomes Tameh. It needs Kibush Begadim. Masha'en Kain, something that becomes Tameh through Merkav, the person becomes Tameh, but it's not Metameh, his clothing. Okay. Okay, go on. So here we have a case where it said the Feirish. This is the klal, and these are the exceptions, and there's another exception. Okay. Ravina, the Isame, Omer Ravina, the Isame of Nachman, Afanan Amitam. I'll give you another case, another Mishnah, where it says a klal, it says chut, and there's other exceptions besides the ones that are mentioned. Bechol ma'arvin mishtatvin, chutz min ha'mayim v'mel, our Mishnah, right, says that you can make an eruv with anything, any food, except for water and salt. The suleka, there's nothing else that won't be an eruv. The ha'ika k'mayin u'pitrios, mushrooms, don't fit the category of food. You see from here that you can't go after the klal, even where it says only this, and this is the exception. There could be other exceptions too, like mushrooms over here. Rashi. Hakol nikach bekesef meiser, anything you can buy with kesef meiser sheni, that's called food, except for what's it called melech umay. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, chad masni ha'eruv, the chad masni ha'meiser. One, what's it called? One learned what he's going to say on the case of eruv, and one learned on this on the case of meiser. Chad masni ha'eruv. One learned on the case of eruv in the Mishnah the following. Lo shon the elamayim b'fnei atzma melech b'fnei atzma. That's only if you have salt by itself or water by itself. Salt by itself is not considered food for an eruv, and water by itself is not considered food for an eruv. De'ein ma'arvin. You can't make an eruv out of salt or water. Avo b'mayim u'melech ma'arvin. But together, water and salt, that is considered food. Salt water is considered food. And some rishonim hold, not rishonim, achronim, that if you have salt and water in the same place for an eruv, even if you didn't mix them together, since you could have mixed them together, that's called a good eruv. And other rishonim seem to say, and achronim too, the mishaburus pasuk like that they have to be mixed together before Shabbos. They have to be in the form of salt water to be considered an eruv. They can't just be salt and water in the same place. It has to be mixed together already. But salt water, you could make an eruv. The chad masni ha'meiser, and one learns it on the case of meiser. Lo shonu ela mayim b'fnei atzma melech b'fnei atzma. When do we say that you can't buy with kesef meiser sheni salt and water if they're separate? You can't buy salt with kesef meiser sheni. It's not food. You can't buy water. De'ein nikochim avol mayim u'melech nikochim b'kesef meiser. But if you mix them together and they're salt water, you could buy them with kesef meiser sheni. The one who says that for meiser is considered food, which is a doraisa, kosher came by an eruv, is only the rabbanon that salt water is considered food. The one who learns that for an eruv they were mekel to consider salt water food, that's only for an eruv, which is only the rabbanon. Avla meiser, which is doraisa lo, my time we pay riba in it. By meiser you need something that's a fruit that comes from other things. And this is not a pre. Rashi. Chad masni am eruv, chad masni am meiser. Hai lo shonu de kamin le kamon. That which they learned on the Mishnah, that when is salt and water not considered okay, that's only if they're separate, but not if they're together, one learned that halacha on the eruv part of the Mishnah. When is an eruv not good with salt and water when they're separate? But if they're salt water, it's okay. And the other one learned on the end of the Mishnah, when can't you buy salt and water with kesef meiser sheni if you buy them separately? But if you buy them together, salt water, that's okay. Mayim u'melech ha'muravim, mazon hein. Salt water is considered mazon. Lit the tabu ben piso. Use it as a dip. Peirub bo'inan. So the one who learns it on Eruv, it's only by Eruv that the Rabbanim were meiko. But by Meiser is not, because you need pre. Kidla kamon miklalu prat, because we learn it from a pasuk, klalu prat, that you need something that's a pre from a pre. That's the qualifications for something to be bought. It's not a good enough just to be food. It has to be a food that's a pre, and it comes from another pre. Mashenki by Eruv, they were meiko, any food is okay. And salt is, by itself is not even a food. And water is not even a food. It doesn't nourish you. It has no nourishment. But if they're mixed together, that's called a food. Okay. But you don't need that cloud of pre-me-pre. I'll stop here.